first of all, we have to note that 4 out of the 7 countries signed or initialed this agreement. So we still have 3 more countries that did not sign the day they were supposed to sign. Second, we think it is an unfortunate step because we think this may jeopardize the Nile Basin Initiative that has been in place for over 10 years now, and that is the framework for cooperation between or among all the Nile Basin countries, all 9 of them, including Egypt and the Sudan. So we think this unilateral step is going to hurt future cooperation among those countries, and we do believe that we have a solid legal basis in our position, and we think that going ahead with this agreement is going to be counterproductive to any effort in trying to promote cooperation among Nile Basin countries.
Mr. Ambassador, how difficult do you think it will be to actually reach an agreement among all those countries regarding the Nile, since the water is, in a sense, a very precious commodity?
It is a precious commodity, but we have to understand what we're talking about here. The River Nile produces about 88 billion cubic meters yearly. This amount is distributed among all those countries, but it is not evenly distributed. That's what you have the upstream countries tell you. That is fine, but when you find out that a country like Egypt depends in 96% in its water resources over the Nile waters, and then you have other upstream countries depending between 1% and 5% in their water resources on the River Nile waters, then you have a completely different picture. A country like Egypt does hold this very, very preciously and dearly because this is basically the only viable source of water that it has, unlike upstream countries.
I spoke with the Ugandan Minister of Water and Environment today about this agreement. She was at the signing in Entebbe, and she said that Uganda was looking forward to meeting with Egypt later this year, possibly June or July, in hopes of convincing you to go along with the agreement. If you do get together with Uganda and the other countries, what would you tell them?
Well, we tell them that what we've said all along is that unilateralism is not going to get all of us very far in this. This is not an issue where you can go unilaterally and think that you are going to be able to do what you want to do or do what you think that you can do. There is an international donor community, and it is basing itself on international law when it cooperates with countries in order to implement any project. International law is indeed in Egypt's favor, because if we are going to be hurt by any of the projects, then this is contrary to international law. So we have a very solid basis for our legal position, and we are not fearful that this is going to change. But the key word here is cooperation, and we've told all the upstream countries all along that this is about cooperation. And if you do want to choose unilateralism, then you must be dropping cooperation. They want to have the cake and eat it, and this is not going to happen. If you choose cooperation, you have to abandon unilateralism in this regard.
Sir, you use the word cooperation a great deal. How would you define that cooperation?
There are a lot of projects that can be implemented in terms of increasing the water resources and decreasing the waste in this water. And I think we're talking billions of cubic meters, either in southern Sudan or in upstream countries or even in Ethiopia. These countries should be able to implement projects that would cut down the waste in water resources, because in some places in upstream Nile River, this waste can be up to 70% of the entire intake of raining.
So from Egypt's point of view, you're looking for some serious concessions or agreements regarding water conservation from these other countries.
Well, we all have to cooperate. Egypt is primarily interested in keeping its current share of water, which is based both on agreements and on historic and acquired rights untouched. This is a major Egyptian objective. If countries accept that, for a country of 80 million people that depends 96% of its water resources on the Nile River, if they accept this logic, then we are ready to engage once again. There is no comparison between Egypt's position and other countries' position. So that's why we say, if you want to cooperate, if you're ready to cooperate in order to minimize the waste, in order to maximize the water resources available to all of us, we're ready to do that. If you want to cooperate in terms of electricity, we're ready to do that. We have enough experience to help everybody. But if it is a unilateral approach that you want to apply, this is not going to get you anywhere and to get all of us anywhere.